The governor and officials with the Department of Forestry and Fire Management at a briefing Monday said the central and southern portions of the state could see an early onset of wildfires. Almost all of Arizona remains in severe drought, and according to fire officials, if precipitation doesn't increase by June, widespread fire activity is possible. Heavy grasses in unburned areas could also provide wildfire fuel. In northern Arizona, snowstorms in January and March reinforced the snowpack on the San Francisco peaks, but that hasn't made up for the area's driest year on record in 2020, when Flagstaff received less than half of its average yearly precipitation. A spokesperson with the Coconino National Forest says officials are discussing the possibility of again putting an early campfire ban in place. They're also in talks about potential forest or area closures if it becomes necessary. Last year was one of Arizona's worst recorded fire seasons, with more than 2,500 wildfires scorching nearly 980,000 acres of federal, state, and tribal lands. More than 80% were human-caused. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.